What do you do? Is that the first thing you ask somebody that you've met for the first time? And how do you respond when someone asks you this? This was a question I had to think about when I was flying to Fiji not long after leaving my job. The outbound passenger form asked my name and then started grilling me for details of my occupation. When I was a child, I used to think that you got paid to work solely as a means of compensating you from being away from your family and friends, for being away from the things that you actually wanted to do. Work to me at the time seemed like a kind of punishment. I hadn't yet made the connection that what you did for work was supposed to be somehow useful. As a slightly older child, I began to make this connection. Perhaps I would have made it faster if I had a parent with an occupation like farmer or carpenter, something with a tangible product. In any case, work to me was something that took you away from what you wanted to be doing for the purpose of money. When I was older still and working myself, I began to see the wiseness that younger me had, in this instance anyway. Certainly, most of the time, yes, I and those around me were doing something of value and being rewarded for it. At least I like to think so. But other times, I saw instances of work that provided no value at all, or indeed actually detracted value. People were staying late to put in a good appearance. Some people, their presence was detrimental. Some of them distracted or upset other employees. In Japan, falling asleep on the job is even viewed as showing how committed you are, that you would overwork yourself in this way. People brag about how many hours they've clocked this week. Somehow, we've confused time spent ostensibly working and visibility with actual diligence when it comes to salaried positions. The first definition given by the Free Dictionary for work is physical or mental effort or activity directed toward the production or accomplishment of something. The second definition is such effort or activity by which one makes a living, employment. Somehow it's this second definition, which considers money, that has taken precedence. Work seems to be only deemed important in society if it makes money. It's not the production or accomplishment of something that really matters. Think about it. Which of these is considered more prestigious? Taking care of a child or looking after an elderly relative, giving away copies of your epic novel, volunteering to paint a mural for your local kindergarten, or being a high-powered lawyer for the tobacco industry, or a scientist developing new kinds of bombs? What does it even mean to make a living anyway? Joe Dominguez, the author of Your Money or Your Life, cautions that many of us may actually be making a dying rather than making a living. He asks, "Do you bound through the door refreshed and energized, ready for a great evening with the family after work? That is what we should be doing if we are truly making a living. But most of us spend more than 40 hours out of the week's total of 168 hours earning money," says Dominguez and co-author Vicky Robin. A couple of years ago, I attended a professional development seminar in which several of the speakers suggested that working anything less than 80 hours a week was slacking. Is it any wonder that people define themselves by their jobs if this is what they are doing for most of their waking time? Working an 80-hour week and still managing to allocate around half of your time to the necessary functions leaves only about 4 hours of free time per week. Perhaps you've heard of Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Work Week. The reality for many busy workers at all levels is the exact opposite. Either your free time is relegated to the space of just 4 hours, or about 34 minutes a day, or your necessary functions become neglected. You end up eating rushed instant meals and takeaways at your desk. You miss sleep. You start checking your work email in the toilet. David Graeber's brilliant article on the phenomenon of bullshit jobs begins with John Maynard Keynes' prediction that by the century's end, and he was writing in 1930, so he's referring to 2000, countries like the US and Britain would have achieved a 15-hour work week. As Graeber points out, in technological terms, there is every reason to believe that this could have become a reality. But for every job that we have automated away, we seem to have come up with a bullshit job to replace it. Why do we make work for ourselves like this? I'm certainly not arguing that we not work at all. I'm just questioning, firstly, the value of much of the work that goes on. And if you don't agree with me, make sure to read Graeber's article in full. You can find the link on enrichmentality.com/what-do-you-do. And secondly, I'm questioning the necessity of valuing paid work above other kinds of useful contributions to society. But surely people need work. How will they feed, clothe, and shelter themselves and their families without it? One of my favourite books is Robert Tressel's brilliant The Ragged Trousered Philanthropist, which you can get for free on Project Gutenberg. I highly recommend that you read it. The book explores several hypotheses to explain poverty, including overpopulation, substance abuse, laziness, the mechanization of jobs. But ultimately, these are all rejected in favor of the protagonist Owen's definition that poverty consists in a shortage of the necessities of life. When those things are so scarce or so dear that people are unable to obtain sufficient of them to satisfy their needs, those people are in a condition of poverty. If you think that the machinery which makes it possible to produce all of the necessities of life in abundance is the cause of the shortage, it seems to me that there must be something wrong with your minds, says Owen. Rather, he contends, it is the money system which is the cause of poverty. Work should be a means of producing things, physical or not, that are of value to ourselves and to others, for us to enjoy at our leisure. Work should not be a time suck that takes up most of our waking hours and leaves us feeling drained and distracted for the few hours that remain. So think about this the next time that someone asks, "What do you do?" at a dinner party, or the next time that you're tempted to ask someone else. How do you really want to respond? How do you want to define yourself? And what is it that's interesting about other people? Is it necessarily their job, or are there other questions that you could ask? If you've got ideas for how we might have better conversations at dinner parties, please share them at enrichmentality.com.